All right, guys, got all the technical stuff out of the way. That's my biggest barrier when I do a call like this or a Zoom, is to get through the technical part. That's definitely not my forte. My name is Executive Consultant Jeff Rollins. I am very honored and excited to be here this evening. Mr. Brian McClure asked me if I would do this call tonight. He's going to do a series over the next coming weeks with what he considered or he called the Hall of Fame or the Wall of Fame recipients this year from Ambit Energy. And I happened to be the first one up. I was incredibly honored to be the recipient of the Ronnie Kirkland Perseverance Award this year. And, I accept that award with honor and grace. And, I always say there's a scripture in the Bible that says God will only give you as much as you can handle. So I continuously pray to God if he'll reduce my tolerance level. He has not quite done that yet, but he's in control. But I am honored to be here. I did not know Ronnie Kirkland, never met him before. I've watched some great leaders over the years. I've been in Ambit Energy a little over 10 years now, almost 11. And, I've watched some great leaders receive that award. And so it's just an honor to be part of that. And, it's humbling when you're get an award, but when you get an award named after someone, you want to know, who that person is. And I happen to be blessed to have a text conversation with Jerry Thompson Jr. At Ambition right after Ambition. And I said to him, I said, I didn't know Ronnie, but every time I saw Ronnie speak on video, I saw Jerry Thompson Jr. standing behind him. And he had a smile on his face. He just showed complete admiration and love for Ronnie Kirkland. And I remember hearing his wife a couple times speak about him. So what an honor. And just really excited about, what went on there. I went down to Ambition this year with some, it was a different type of year. Obviously, COVID-19 has been just a challenge. And for the last year and a half, I mean, I live in New York. We live in the epicenter of where it started. And it's just been a challenge for everybody. But life is about persevering and getting through. We've had some family challenges and some things that went on in our life. So, it's stuff that we just need to handle in our own ways. We need to seek guidance from those who we respect. I choose to seek my guidance from my Lord and Savior, and that's where I go when times are tough. And the challenge with it is I think we just need to go all the time. I posted something the other day on Facebook. It was I lift my hands in praise to the Lord when times are tough, but I ask for forgiveness for not going to him when times are good. And I think that's sometimes our life mantra is when things are going good, we tend to ignore the things that we need to do the best. But this is Sunday, but I won't do church right now. But I got some great things I want to talk about. I heard some people on the call from Pennsylvania, and I do have an announcement tonight that has not been announced yet in Ambit Energy that I think the people from Pennsylvania right now will be very excited about. But I looked up the word perseverance after I received the award, and there's a couple different definitions, but one of the definitions talks about going through a delay before success and having trials and tribulations and letdowns and failures prior to success. And it's something I wanted to go over tonight and talk about it, because I think that's just about life in general. And I want to kind of tie it into, I just did Ray Monty's call at 8:30, and So I'm going to try not to repeat myself, but I am going to bring some of the stuff in because I think it's really, really important. See, you know, we've built a business here, and no matter how long you've been in the business, you might be brand new to this call. You might have been in the business for 10 years. And, you know, we have an amazing culture here at Ambit Energy with great people. You know, I mentioned on the other call I was doing tonight that, you know, just the people I've met in Ambit Energy, you know, there's a couple, Barb and George Romprey. They're from Connecticut. They're senior consultants. They've been, you know, on the senior dream team, received that award. And they're just great people, team players, great leaders. And, but I've just been so blessed by them, and who they are and their marriage and how they love each other and how they carry themselves. And, you know, just times I've had intimate conversations with them where they've prayed for me. And, you know, it's just really amazing, the relationships. And I think we all need to be blessed and be thankful for the relationships that we've built in Ambit Energy and the people that we've met and what we have to lean on. But I'm going to tell you something right now, is, and I was amazed when I received that award this year, and the hours after the award, and I guess started getting text messages and congratulations, but I started looking at the names and the people that were sending me text messages, and some of those people I hadn't heard from in maybe 2, 3, 4 years, some 5, hadn't seen them at meetings in many, even a year. So, you know, guys, people are watching. People were attracted to Ambit Energy for one reason or the other. Maybe it was the leadership. Maybe it was Jerry Thompson Jr., and I'm sure that was a lot of it, and Chris Chambliss. Maybe it was just the huge leaders in the network marketing arm with, you know, the Philip Eckharts and the Steve Thompson and the Ray Montes and Brian McClure and all the great, great leaders. Don't want to leave anyone out. Alan Johnson, and, you know, I could just keep going on and on. Great people with compassion, people that know how to lead and know how to run a business. Maybe that was it. Maybe you're attracted by that. Maybe you're just purely attracted by, you know, the culture of the people, and you enjoyed being around them, and you enjoyed being part of the excitement and everything that was going on. And that's fine. I mean, that's great. That's the way it should be. And that's the network marketing world. But we have and have had an amazing culture, and, you know, good people attract good people. And I was always amazed by, you know, how we policed our own business, and we made sure that we protected, as Brian would say, the golden goose, and we would make sure that we did all the right things, and everything didn't go perfect. And, you know, we had a good run for 7 or 8 years before, you know, there were some challenges. But guys, we're in the energy business, and if you haven't noticed, the only constant in the energy business is change. And things change, industries change, markets change, and it isn't always the perfect storm like it was for many, many years in Ambit Energy. But, you know, we have something that's happened to our company that we couldn't even have imagined that would happen. We had a $13 billion publicly traded company, and they bought our company because they bought the brand of Ambit Energy, and they wanted to use that brand to build their company. So I went down to Ambition this year. They changed the rules, and I had a trip planned, had some stuff go on in my life, and I'd promised my two younger children, Emma, who's 16, and Aiden, who's 18, who just graduated from high school. And beginning of summer, I said, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to take you down to Dallas. We'll go for a trip. We'll tour the city, and, you know, I got a conference down there, but, you know, we're just going to have a good time. And, you know, I didn't want to let them down. You know, they had a lot of stuff that happened in our family unit, and I just didn't want them to have another letdown. So I was going. It didn't matter if they changed the rules, if I was going to plug into Ambition, Delta variants, whatever it was, it didn't matter. We were going. So we went. We flew in on Wednesday morning. We're booked in the Omni Hotel for 5 nights, and we just had a great time. I mean, we toured the city. We went to the Ross Perot Technical Science Museum. We went to the aquarium. We went to the, you know, the John F. Kennedy site. We went to restaurants, and we just walked around the city and we stayed in the Omni and went in the infinity pool. I mean, what a great time. But I had a goal that I wanted to meet with some individuals when I went down there. I needed to get some stuff clear. I needed to get focused. I needed to take the microscope and I needed to turn it a little bit. I needed to twist it and get focused on what I really needed to find out. So what a blessing. I was able to have dinner with Brian McClure on Thursday night. He took me and my two kids out to dinner to Perry's and just, oh God, what a great night. And just talk business and talk life. You know, Brian and Betsy have just poured into our life and, you know, they're friends outside of business and they're just wonderful people and I enjoy spending time and we spent some great time together. But then, you know what, I had a goal of sitting down with one of the top executives from Vistra. And I didn't know how that was going to happen. And sometimes, guys, you just got to go with your gut. You just got to go for it and do something. And I met Scott Hudson back in 2019 at Ambition. It was their first Ambition. It was right after they purchased Ambit Energy, and they came to Ambition. And that Friday night, they were at the session, and the session ended. People started pouring out, and I was up front. And they were just in awe of what had gone on and the love in the room and just everything that was happening. And, you know, they started asking me and executive consultant JM and a couple other people. They just started plugging us. They started asking us questions. They were totally taken back by what was going on. And they just couldn't believe the people and the excitement. And everyone just was really loving on each other. And we built a ride. And he said to me, he said, you know what, Jeff, if you're ever in Dallas, I'd love to, you know, love to get together with you. Let's have lunch or something to that effect. And it was just casual. And you know what? When someone says that, I'm going to take them up on it. And I've been trying to get together. I was going to fly down to Dallas in July. And, you know, COVID-19, the whole bit, you know, there couldn't have been more things that would screw that up. So when I got down to Dallas, I'm connected with Scott on a business site. And I just decided to send him a message. And I sent him a message, and all of a sudden I got a text message back. He must have got my number from somebody, Daryl or Eric. And he said, yeah, I'd love to get together with you. And I was blessed to have a meeting before the black tie. We sat down, and I was able to ask him some questions because, you know, Jeff Rollins is serious about moving forward with Ambit Energy and rock and rolling. And I just needed to get some stuff clarified and ask some questions. And what a humble guy. What a guy that just really just said it from his heart and told me what he was thinking and told me the kind of person he was. And I told him a personal story that was going on in my life, and he was receptive and he was, you know, just genuinely, compassionate about it. And, you know, I just it was amazing. And, you know, this is a guy, just think about this for a sec. Jeff Rollins gets into Ambit Energy 10 years ago. I ran a pretty successful business, but, you know, we did $2.5 million a year in business, and I made a nice living off of that, and I'm a father of five. I live in a nice house and drive decent cars, and, you know, it's just – but I spent an hour with a guy that is the head of retail sales for Vistra Energy, and his salary, and this is public, his salary is $2.7 million a year without stock options. And this is a big guy. And I walk out of the rooms after I meet with guys like this, and I kind of shake my head and, like, laughing, snickering, going, God, this guy just met with me. Jeff Rollins, who am I? And you know, it was just amazing to get his perspective of where we're headed, what's going on. And I want you to think about something for a minute, guys. Then you have Jim Burke. Jim Burke at Ambition, participating, great storyteller. His salary is $4.8 million a year. Just look it up. Just Google it. It's public. He became the CFO of Vistra Energy, $13 billion publicly traded company. And about a couple months into his tenure of CFO, you know, chief financial officer of this huge entity, he's sitting in the war room at Vistra Energy. No one else is in the corporate office because of COVID. and the company loses $2 billion in the winter freeze in Texas. That's a nice start to your new title, huh? And this guy's had ambition. He's talking about Ambit Energy and the future of Vistra and moving forward and Ambit Energy being a huge part of the growth of Vistra. And Jim Burke and Scott Hudson, I know for a fact, I've heard it from their mouth both, that they were the advocates that went to Morgan, who's the head of Vistra, Scott Morgan, and the stockholders and convinced them to buy the network marketing arm and the brand of Ambit Energy. So you know what, guys? The way I look at it is their reputation is a little bit on the line with the shareholders and the top people and the stockholders of Vistra Energy. And they want this thing to work. They don't want egg on their face. They don't want to have to turn around. Now, Ambit Energy is a very small little part, $1 billion of a $13 billion company. But the bottom line is there's some pretty big guys in that company, big, big guys that want to see this work. And that excites me. That's something I couldn't be more excited about. So things are happening. And, you know, you're watching some meetings happen in Texas. There are a lot of people from Texas here, and there's a monthly business presentation in Houston, and there's one in Dallas. But what's great about it is, you know, corporate reached out to me and a couple other leaders, and they said, we want to start doing some Northeast meetings. We want to get things going. So that's going to happen. And I'm proud to announce that the first live business presentation is corporately sponsored. There'll be corporate representatives there in the great state of Pennsylvania, in the middle of the state, in the Downingtown area of Pennsylvania. There's going to be a business presentation September 22nd, so in about 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. If you're anywhere in that area, if you know anyone in that area, I'm going to get information out tomorrow about where it is. It's going to be in a great hotel. They asked me to kind of pick the location, and I'm going to tell you right now, I was a little selfish about it. I have two daughters who live in King of Prussia, PA, and I have some contacts there, and I thought it was just a really great place. There's going to be some great leaders there, some leaders that I've already spoken to that have shown interest, Shelley Weems from the Maryland area, Dr. Nancy from upstate New York, and Kathleen and Dwayne Featherbag, great ECs from the Pennsylvania area. Everybody's welcome. It has nothing to do with any kind of team. It'll be out on Facebook. Corporate's going to put out something tomorrow, and we're full steam ahead. We're going to rock it. And I tell you right now, the reason I'm saying this is, you know, when I got all those text messages from people about getting the Ronnie Kirkland Award, and I'm looking at the names and the people that we haven't seen, but remember, guys, back to what I started with, they're attracted for some reason to our company. They're attracted to the people, to the culture, to whatever it is, maybe deregulation of energy. They're watching, and they want to get engaged, but, you know, COVID-19 and Vistra buying the company, whatever the reason that they're hesitant right now, is they're in the delay of the perseverance of persevering through whatever challenges are going on in their life right now. And that's where we lose people, in the delay, in the tough times, that they just don't have enough fortitude to work through that, to come out the other side. And it's up to us to show people that this business is full steam ahead and ready to rock and roll. The leadership's told us the money's on the table. You know, we have all these great promotions going on till the end of September, and hopefully they're going to get extended. But, guys, it's time to rock. So we're going to have this meeting, and we're going to take pictures, and we're going to post it on social media, and we're going to post it and just show people that we're back, and we're ready to rock, and we're ready to move forward and put whatever you got in your life. And, you know, I know that, I mean, COVID-19 has just been brutal, and we've lost people that have been close to us, and there's just no describing, but it's time to brush off, time to stand up, time to put your bootstraps and pull them up, and let's get rocking, because it couldn't be any better right now, and it is what it is. So this is how I really think you need to look at your Ambit Energy business. You have your from the day you started, I started October 15th of 2010. To let's say pre-Vistra and COVID, that was my company. And it had a certain amount of consultants in it, it had a certain amount of customers, I get a certain amount of income from it. That's my portfolio built up to that point. Now going forward, you have Vistra Energy, you have us coming out of that, and it's going forward. And the question is you have a blank page to fill. If you want to, your customers in the past, no matter what's gone on in the market, all markets have had change. Let me tell you right now, the only constant in the energy business, the only constant in life is change. So you're going to do your best to maintain those customers. You're going to be, and I know, I get it. You know, there's consultants that are at your 15th, 20th level that you can't pay attention to their customers for them. And there's different markets that different things go on. And listen, I get it. I get it. All markets have had challenges. But the bottom line is you're going to do your best to maintain that market, maintain that portfolio, maintain those customers that you have, and you're going to receive your residual income from that. And then you need to look yourself in the mirror and say, am I going to go forward with my Amit Energy business, with Vistra, with the current circumstances, with summer savings and winter savings now in the Northeast and power perks and all these things. And I understand that some of the leaders don't like that stuff. Some of the leaders want to see different things happen, and I get it. But for Jeff Rollins, I'm going to build my business under the current circumstances of what's going on today. And if things change and things get better, which I really believe they're going to, and I believe that the top leaders in Amit, that know network marketing, the Philip Eckharts and the Steve Thompsons and the Brian McClure's and the Ray Monti, all these guys that know it, are going to, you know, get together and talk to the top leaders in Vistra. And, you know, they're the first ones to admit they don't know a lot about network marketing, and they're just learning us. And that's going to happen. I believe it. And just pray about that, because I think that's what's going to happen. But under the current circumstances, so very excited about what's going to happen with the first Northeast live business presentation, September 22nd, Wednesday night, Downingtown, PA. I will get all the details out about the hotel, but that's where it's going to be. And come out to it. You know, make it a road trip. I'm driving 3 hours. You know, to do the business presentation. So if you're anywhere within an area, if you have anyone on your team, you guys can contact me. I'll get details from people. If you want to send someone to the business presentation and you're not going to be there, you can contact me. I'll give you guys my cell phone number right now. Give yourself a chance to get a pen. I think most of the people probably on this call either have it or their upline does. But it's 914-906-9755, Jeff Rollins. Just take it down. Send me a text message. If you have someone in the area you want to send to the meeting, we'll take care of them beautifully. If they want to get into business, just have your website available and we'll sign them up for you. You know what I mean? And that's just the way it's going to be. And then we're going to have more. We're going to do them. For those of you that are in New England, the reason that we're having it in Pennsylvania, a couple different reasons. I can tell you right now, the location is a selfish location on my point. I'm going to tell you right now, I got two daughters who live very close to there. I got a grandson that's a year old, and I'm going to start building in that area. But it is also about COVID-19 and what corporate has to go by for the CDC guidelines. And there's some states that just aren't ready to do live meetings, and it's just a fact. So we're still a little bit into that, but Pennsylvania is one that we can. And we're going to start to do Northeast meetings. So that I just couldn't be more pumped up and excited about that. So come out and see us. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful hotel. It's a conference center. There's room for growth. And we're you know, very excited about that and what we're going to do with that. So, you know, please just support the meeting, man. Whatever you guys can do, wherever you can send people, let's make it a blast. And then we're going to take pictures. We're going to recognize people. We're going to get excited, and we're going to post those pictures. And all the people that are watching, all the people that were sending text messages congratulating the leaders that got awards, they want to get involved in again, and all they need is just their coach to say it's time to get on the field. They need the coach to say, get off the bench, get on the field. The playing field is ready to rock and roll. And I believe it is. And with Vistra Energy, with the financial backing and everything that's going on, we couldn't be in a better position right now to go out there and build your energy portfolio under the current circumstances. So whatever you built to this point, God bless you. Get a residual income from it. God bless you. That's great. What you're going to do forward is a blank slate. It's nothing on it right now, and you can put thousands of consultants and hundreds of thousands of customers in, and they're going to pay you for them. And it doesn't matter how big you build it, how wide you build it, how deep you build it. They got deep and wide pockets, and they're going to pay you for those customers that come in, those loyal customers, your friends, your family, your people you know, and the people you know, their friends and family, and the people they know, their friends and family, and the people they know, their friends and family, and on and on and on. And all the 30-year-olds, the 27-year-olds that were 17 and 20 and never heard of Ambit Energy and weren't interested in a second income, that now have families, maybe lost their jobs, the stimulus is over, unemployment's run out, and they're looking. And they're looking for part-time income, they're looking for life-changing residual income, and we have the answer. And all it takes you now is to do the basics again, to write a list, to make some contacts, to take a bunch of no's, to get a few people to show up to a business presentation, to get one or two started, and all of a sudden they introduce you to their brother that knows a guy from work that used to be in network marketing, and a Philip Eckhart or a Brian McClure or somebody out there walks into your business, and in 2 or 3 years, you have thousands and thousands of consultants and maybe tens of thousands or more customers in your business because you got excited. You went and made some phone calls. You got some people to the Downingtown or the Houston meeting or the Dallas meeting or something, and somebody knew somebody that knew somebody that's never heard of Ambit Energy, but they did network marketing at one point, or they're just a person of huge influence, and they got into your business, and all of a sudden, you're a superstar. And you're walking across the stage, and you're getting recognized, and the only thing you did was persevere through the challenging times, stay in long enough to get excited, to make a phone call, to get somebody in, to get somebody in, to get promoted, and that's how it works. That's as simple as that. There's really most of the people that are on the stage, most of the people getting recognized aren't anything special. All they did was persevere and stay long enough and worked hard enough to stay in the game, take their bruises, take their beatings, take their no's, take the best person on the team to quit, to find somebody that just wanted to change their life, and all of a sudden they got into business and found something, and then all of a sudden they're a superstar. And that's how it works. So, guys, be encouraged about what's going on. I couldn't be more humbled to have been selected to be the first speaker of the Wall of Fame, but just to get, an award named after a person who I understand was just one of the best leaders in network marketing in the industry. And, God bless you guys. Couldn't be more excited to be part of this opportunity. I'm going to get back here to the technical part. See if I can unmute the lines here and let everybody say goodnight. And